Dit is Daily Minutes PS, een bijdrage over populaire wetenschap in de ruimste betekenis. Well, this is a bit unfortunate. I must confess that the news for today cannot be broadcasted because several items turned out to be unreliable or untrue. Several items that I did prepare before. So the news will be tomorrow, not today, and the Dutch news will then be on Monday, I guess. But it is no different. As I mostly do, I did a second research on some items I didn't trust completely and looked on first instance as really reliable, but well, I had to search quite extensively, but several were unreliable, one wasn't usable, and one was blatantly untrue, although it did not look like that at first instance. So I really can't help it. I'm sorry for it, but tomorrow I probably will do better, I hope. I make no promises. No, it will turn out okay tomorrow. But yeah, what will I do today? Shall I continue in English, or I have to announce at least a little bit in Dutch? Het nieuws van vandaag is niet gelukt. Dat was omdat een deel van de onderwerpen onbetrouwbaar was, of in ieder geval niet verifieerbaar, niet bruikbaar, en eentje was echt heel erg onwaar, maar dat was heel moeilijk te vinden. But I didn't prepare anything for today, so well, let's see. Did I already talk in English about MeshCore? I'm very much into MeshCore the last couple of weeks. First we had Meshtastic that went a bit downhill because probably they didn't estimate how successful they would be in the end. And MeshCore did, technically speaking, quite the opposite of what Meshtastic did. So in the last couple of weeks, 3 months ago, there were different settings published by Andy Kirby of MeshCore himself, and that was the most important to use a smaller bandwidth and to go to one side of the frequency allocation, because that way you are well away from all kinds of disturbances which are on 869, the European band of MeshCore and Meshtastic. So after that, it turned out to work very spectacular. And that caused several people from Meshtastic to go to MeshCore, and also new people on MeshCore, quite a lot. Mostly ham radio operators in the Netherlands, but that turned out quite well. And since a week or three or four, there is a nationwide coverage with some black spots that don't work, but mostly you can communicate even to the surrounding countries, which is quite spectacular, because these nodes work with 220 milliwatts and modest antennas. But it works almost like a smartphone. It's not as reliable, but it works very, very well. So that's nice to see. And it has to, work out. Right now it is on the public channel, all kinds of loose remarks. Is there anyone that can hear me? That's what you hear the most, but or see the most. But it really works well. So that is quite nice. And I'm experimenting a lot with it. I tried several new items last few weeks. I had a T-Deck Pro that I wanted to try out, and a tracker from Seed. It's a really nice little thing, only 32 grams. So that is really modest. The thing is credit card size and, 5 or 6 millimeters thick. So that, and it works 2 days on one charge, so that is sufficient. if you go hiking for a short trip or so. And you can take a power bank, of course, to recharge. Today I ordered another one to try. That's a bit larger one, also from Seed, but it's also a Sense Cap. But the one with the Sense Cap with Pro and a solar panel, and including the batteries. So the 18650 batteries are also included, and the GPS. There is a cheaper version that doesn't have the batteries or the GPS. So, but I'm really curious about it. I thought I order one from the German distribution center of Seed, but they didn't have one. They probably won't have one until after the Chinese holidays, which are right now, and nothing works there, but sometimes it does. AliExpress still works, I noticed, but that's each year. But if you call them, you get a person on the phone that says, I can't help, but everyone is away. The station is closed. But I'm really curious about that. It looks like it has a very modest current that it uses, but the batteries are quite large for that. But I saw people that use it in Scandinavia, where it's most of the time of the day dark at the moment, and even there with snow, it seems to work. So I'm quite curious about how that will work. Also for mesh core, and probably I will use it to set up a repeater. I have several of them. One I do with the T-Echo of LilyGo, which is one of my favorite nodes for mesh core or mesh testing, or one of the others that are more. But special about the T-Echo is that it has a SAW filter, SAW filter, for the frequencies above 870, which is quite close. It's less than 1 megahertz above, and there's mobile data, so with quite strong signals. So if you have a repeater that is high, you have to buy an external filter or use a T-Echo, which has it included. And the T-Echo is also one with a moderate power use, so quite usable. Well, I think I let this improvisation go now. I really hope, but I'm quite sure it will work out tomorrow with the English version, and the Dutch version will then, for the Dutch listeners, be on Monday. Daily Minutes PS is copyright Peter John Productions. Titelmuziek is van Blasco, Creative Commons 2.0. Daily Minutes PS is te vinden op internet, maar is ook elke avond rond 7 uur te beluisteren op Radio Theepot op 918 kHz.
Voor AI-stemmen gebruiken wij meestal die van 11labs.io.
Why not make happiness a priority? Thank you.